Hey everyone, welcome to Daniel Jeremiah's house. We made the trek to California, to NFL Network. It's stage four. Daniel Jeremiah talks NFL every day, but we're going to pick his brain and talk Vikings. Hey man, thanks
for
having
us. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you too. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. Welcome. This is my humble abode here.
We love it. We get comfortable really quickly. So well, let's just get to work.
All right, what we got? Let's go.
Well, the Vikings at pick 30.
Yep.
13-3, won their division, and now they pick 30th in the draft. So as someone who's been in a war room for an NFL team, what's the mindset of that team with that profile?
Well, you're in a pretty good place, first of all. I mean, to be picking that late in the draft, you're doing a lot of things right. You have a deep, talented roster. The unique aspect with this year's team is you have a new quarterback. So yeah. That factors into it a little bit. I think for the most part, you can sit tight and take best available player and feel good about it. But I still see some needs on this roster. I think when you look at the interior offensive line, getting another body in there would be huge. You can never have too many corners, so mixing one of them in as well. Those would be the two places. If it was close, I would think one of those positions would take priority.
Is it hard to not address a need when you're on the clock and you know you may have a position of immediate need, but there's a good player there who doesn't play that position? Is that tough?
Yeah, when you're this close to winning a championship, you want somebody that's going to immediately get on the field and help you. That's just the way you naturally think. But I think the smarter move is to identify who you want and the value, place the correct value on it. So, hey, of any year, this would be the year if a guy was within 8 to 10 spots and you were in love with him, just go get him. Yeah. If not that, then when you're on the clock and you don't feel great about it, get out of there. Yep. So you just got to be able to react as the board unfolds.
Vikings signed Kirk Cousins. They signed Sheldon Richardson. So a lot of fans watching right now, they want the Vikings to address the offensive line. So what type of draft is this for offensive linemen?
Well, I think interior is really good. Yeah. I think when you study the interior guys, there's depth throughout. I like it a lot. The tackle group, I think there's some depth. I don't think there's that elite caliber guy, which you would never see at pick 30 anyway. Yeah. So I don't know how much that impacts the Vikings, but just the top tier is lacking on the outside of tackle in this draft.
If you get to number 30 and there's no one there that you love, or there's five or six players that you like at 30, would you be mad at Rick Spielman if he traded out?
No, not at all. Yeah. Especially if you view, you know, there's a good clump of guys there. And there's a formula that a lot of personnel departments will kind of use. They come up with it on the fly, but it's usually, hey, we've got, you know, three or four players at this position we're comfortable with. We feel reasonably confident we can trade back, you know, seven or eight spots, and one of those guys will be there. So you're constantly kind of playing that game in the draft room.
You know, maybe this is lining up pretty well for the Vikings because it seems like, and correct me maybe if I'm wrong, but it seems like at 30, if you want to get a guy who can start, it might be a guard, maybe a right tackle. At 30, a guy who can come in and start day one, maybe.
Yeah, I think you especially those interior guys, because there's certain teams, and we'll see how it impacts Quentin Nelson up there in the top 10. Mm-hmm. But there's just that certain belief we can find these guys a little bit later on, and then you take the more primary positions in the first round with edge rushers, corners, quarterbacks, and then you kind of find those middle-tier guys. But I think where this team is situated right now, you get a Billy Price from Ohio State that's sitting there. It'd be awful tempting.
Yeah.
If James Daniels, even though he's played center, I think he could play any of the three interior spots out of Iowa. If he's there, that's tempting. Isaiah Wynn, you know, Will Hernandez, that's a really good group of guys. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to probably go in the top 35 to 40. So if you traded back, I'd be hesitant to go back too far because I think you'll see a run on those guys.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you a historical Vikings question.
Oh, okay.
We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the 1998 Vikings, a team that went 15-1 and went to the NFC title game. What do you remember about the 1998 Vikings, which featured Randy Moss? Also the 20th anniversary that the Vikings drafted Randy Moss.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because I was in college. I would never tell this to the organizations I've worked for, especially one in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But as a kid, I grew up a Cowboy fan.
Okay.
So growing up as a Cowboy fan, being in college and following your team and seeing Randy Moss do what he did against the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh boy.
And sitting there and not understanding the scouting profession or how something like this could conceivably happen. How in the world did the Cowboys pass this dude? I remember watching that game and just think, was it Thanksgiving?
It was Thanksgiving Day.
Just being like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that was a where were you when that happened moment. A lot of Vikings fans will remember where they were in that game. Three catches, three touchdowns.
Yeah, not too shabby. And then having worked with Coach Billick in Baltimore for that time, having been, you know, listening to the great stories about him being the coordinator of that team. So he had a, you know, for a point in time, he had been around the best, a lot of people would consider the best offense of all time with that Vikings team.
Yeah.
And then the best defense of all time with the 2000 Ravens team. Not a bad resume.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.